This is Flick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff. Brought to you by NSTA, the National Science Teaching Association. Today's episode, Probability and Topology in Avengers Endgame.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave, became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
Last spring saw the theatrical release of Avengers Endgame, the culmination of the four-film Avengers storyline and the 22nd film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or MCU. I've written about some of the other MCU movies, Black Panther, Ant-Man, Captain America Winter Soldier, and the first Avengers movie, and I found connections to biology, physics, and math. Now, this film is a very big movie in almost every way. It's long, about 3 hours, had huge box office returns, and featured a star-studded and gigantic cast. Its complex storyline tied up a lot of plot arcs from several previous MCU movies. Now, given its popularity, it's enough to say that Endgame is the response to the end of Avengers Infinity War, when Thanos snapped his fingers and killed half of the living things in the universe. The efforts of the remaining heroes to undo that snap and restore lost lives involve a lot of time travel, and it brings up some useful and fun mathematics. As I mentioned above, Thanos' snap killed half of all the living things in the universe, but we won't worry about how that happened. And that means that any individual had a 50% chance of surviving and a 50% chance of dying in that moment. Math teachers often use a coin flip as a standard example of 50-50 probability, since there's an even chance of a coin coming up heads or tails. One of the points of confusion about things like coin flips is that just because there's an even chance of heads or tails doesn't mean that flips will alternate between heads and tails, or that if you flip a coin 10 times, you'll get exactly 5 heads and 5 tails. This is a great experiment to have a classroom of students conduct, and it doesn't take too much time. If you give each student a penny, and you have each one do 10 coin flips, and they keep track of the sequence of heads and tails, then you collect the data from all the students and get a classroom total of heads and tails. You're likely to have some individual students who get a pretty unequal number of heads and tails, like 7 heads and 3 tails, or even 8 and 2. But when you total the results of all 30 students, the number of heads is likely to be between 140 and 160, so a very close to a 50-50 ratio of heads to tails. Now, if you don't have enough pennies to do this in real life, the website random.org has a coin flip simulator, and I've put a link in the online version of this podcast. But if it was up to me, I would do this with real coins. Now, there's a common misconception that if a coin has come up heads 3 or 4 times in a row, it's due to come up tails next. Well, that feels right to our brains. Really, each coin flip needs to be considered on its own, as an event with a 50-50 chance of either outcome. At the same time, a sequence of many, many heads in a row is very unlikely. It's an easy calculation to figure out just how unlikely. Each flip has a 50% chance of coming up heads, so a sequence of 3 heads in a row will happen 1/8 of the time, or 1/2 times 1/2 times 1/2, which is 1/8, or 12.5%. Now, that's not all that rare. The probability of 10 heads in a row, on the other hand, is 1/2 raised to the 10th power, or 1 in 1,024. 1 in 1,000 is unusual, but not impossible. 50 heads in a row will only happen once in 1 over 1,000 trillion, or 1/2 raised to the 50th power, and that is just outside the realm of probability. To bring this back to Avengers Endgame, we see Hawkeye with his family, his daughter, two sons, and his wife, as the movie opens. Suddenly, the rest of his family vanishes, leaving Hawkeye alone and distraught. With the understanding of 50-50 probability, we can calculate just how unlikely it was that Hawkeye should lose 4 members of his family to Thanos' finger snap. 1/2 times 1/2 times 1/2 times 1/2, or 1 in 16. I would not suggest doing such a cold-blooded calculation if we didn't all know that this movie is based on a comic book, and that Thanos will not be allowed to win in the end. To undo Thanos' work, the Avengers have to figure out how to travel through time, and they do that with some techno-speak about the quantum realm. The quantum realm first came up in Ant-Man as the place where you end up if you keep shrinking too far. Now, it's true that our everyday world is very, very different from the subatomic scale, so I'm okay with this bit of comic book magic. Initially, Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., says that using the quantum realm for time travel is impossible. And there are some funny moments when characters in the movie use science fiction films as models for how time travel must work. But Stark sets to work on the problem, and he uses a supercomputer to model potential solutions. Then he mentions the term Mobius strip. When the computer uses this new Mobius math, a method for time travel is quickly found. The Mobius strip is probably the most famous and easily constructed topological oddity. If you take a narrow strip of paper, give one end a half twist, and then connect the two ends, you've made a Mobius strip. Trace your finger along a side or an edge, and you'll discover that your finger comes back to where you started. The paper now has only one side and one edge. And that's pretty cool. There are some neat applications where conveyor belts are built as giant Mobius strips to even out wear on the material, but I just think they're a fun bit of topology. The epic movie Avengers Endgame has some interesting opportunities for middle school math teachers to bring up probability and topology in class.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.